AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is warning a whole civilization will die tonight if Iran does not meet his latest deadline for a deal that includes reopening the Strait of Hormuz. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The president said yesterday if there is no agreement by 8 p.m. here in Washington,
they're going to have no bridges. They're going to have no power plants. Stone Ages, yeah.
And issued his latest threat this morning. The UN spokesman is among those saying such strikes would be a war crime.
Civilian infrastructure, including energy infrastructure, may not be attacked, even if specific civilian infrastructure were to qualify as a military objective.
With Iran on edge, an official in Tehran is urging young people to form human chains around power plants. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The UN Security Council voted on a watered-down resolution aimed at reopening the Strait of Hormuz.
The result of the voting is as follows. 11 votes in favor. 2 votes against.
China and Russia voted against. It's doubtful the resolution, even if it was adopted, would have impacted the war. Officials in Turkey say gunmen attacked police outside a building housing the Israeli consulate in Istanbul. It left one gunman dead and 2 police officers wounded. 2 other gunmen were captured. A powerful Iran-backed Iraqi militia says it will release American journalist Shelley Kittleson, who was kidnapped from a Baghdad street corner last week. University of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman could lose his job. The Board of Regents is set to meet behind closed doors to consider firing Rothman. They have not given a clear reason why. His spokesperson says rapper Offset was shot outside a Florida casino and is in stable condition. 2 people were detained. This is AP News. A groundbreaking TV show premiered 50 years ago.
Once upon a time, there were 3 women starring as private detectives in a show that turned into a pop culture phenomenon, Charlie's Angels. Now, Kate Jackson, Jacqueline Smith, and Cheryl Ladd, who took over the role for Farrah Fawcett, are back together to celebrate the 50th anniversary. Smith on the show debuting in 1976.
There were not 3 women in a series. There were usually 3 men. You know, we were chasing danger, not being rescued from danger.
Jackson says something she's very proud of.
At a time in the world and in the country and in Hollywood when women were trying to break through the glass ceiling, that we were able to help punch it.
The 3 reuniting at Paley Fest LA. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.